was pretty clever of me doing two contacts with one drone.
That was pretty good.
Alchemy Valley 2.
That's really funny, man.
No, but I was thinking about it. That's why I just hearing you reading my mind. I was over by the wood stove, and then I come over to the radio when I heard you and Will anticipating the call contact, and she started talking about contact before I pressed the microphone. So more serendipity.
Had a full day. I got up early and did stuff.
Taxes are pretty high on gasoline. I believe that what I gave you is what I heard was the national average. What gas is actually selling for around here, I really don't know.
Yeah, I got you. Well, do you think it's going to remain about this low, or is it going to go back up?
To lose 1 million jobs the 1st of October. And that of course, they got to go through their savings and one thing or another for a while. But boy, they're going to tighten up. They're going to have to.
NP5
W4DLFTX. NP5TV. W4UBR.
NP5LOU.
NP5YWP.
So we're gonna see some unemployment figures that we haven't seen in a few years. I'm afraid.
What else is laid off 3,000 people by themselves?
And that's just a start.
Yeah, that's who it was, American Express, yeah.
He did it.
And boy, you know, the thing about rich people is going to be laying off, and these manufacturing will just practically come to a standstill. And I hope all this doesn't happen, but it looks like it's in the cards.
If he raises those taxes, by golly, it's going to happen. There's no doubt about that. Those people are not going to put up with it. They're going to just start laying people off. They're going to continue to make their money.
Well, you know, when it comes to taxes, nobody likes taxes. Nobody. But then some people haven't been paying their taxes for quite a few years.
Yeah, but when you got some of them paying as high as 50 to 70%, Ray, that's bad news.
But are they actually paying that?
In most cases, they get get a whole bunch of lawyers and pay them to see what they could do about getting them out of it. There's no doubt about it. They would do that, and they still won't pay it. So who else are they going to tax?
I don't know. I really don't know. This bracket that you're talking about has never, ever paid those taxes. And very likely they will never, but never will. They're supposed to, but they won't.
I wish you'd tell that to some other people.
that's just life as I know it in the United States. These big, these large companies, they've got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of lawyers to fight the tax court. And that's what they do. That's what their job is. And they're pretty successful.
When you start piddling around those small employers, you know, the small business owners, and start raising their taxes, you can bet your sweet life they've got to lay people off. And there's no doubt about it.
Oh, they won't have no choice. No choice at all.
That's right. It'll be forced.
Breaker.
Pays in taxes, it just don't add up. I don't care what anybody says, it cannot add up.
It looks like there could be a more equitable way to tax the country. I think we're going to have to make some big changes in the way we tax people and corporations to ever get the tax money out of people to be fair and equitable. And I'm saying this, and I don't know even how to start. But we have to pay our taxes, and whether you like it or not, if you have to lay people off, you just have to lay them off. But somehow or another, we've got to make this tax situation a little more fair and a little more equitable. But I don't know how to tell you how to do it.
Well, I have never tried to get out of paying any taxes or anything of that sort. And I don't think I ever will, as long as I can still eat. But, and I'll tell you something, things can really go bad.
Well, I agree, but I don't know how you lay. I think there's enough blame out there for everybody. I don't think you can blame it on one party or one governor or one president. I think there's enough blame out there to go around.
Well, when you start laying off a whole bunch of people that are now paying into Social Security, they will no longer be paying into Social Security, and Social Security don't have any money anyway. So where does it come from? They're going to lower Social Security. Everybody will be hurt by it.
We're going to get a raise here, the biggest raise we've had in a long time.
Yeah, we're going to be making more money. I think it's going to be a lot better. As soon as Pelosi gets it figured out, I'll send you an email. Did I say the magic word, Lou?
I'm telling you.
I don't like that woman.
don't like her.
If her and Ted Kennedy, if I had a chance to kill both of them, shoot them both through the head, I'd pull the trigger.
You talking about Pelosi?
Yeah, Pelosi and Ted Kennedy both.
How about Schumer?
Oh, I don't know. He's going to kill himself.
Well, Schumer's just as bad as Kennedy. And then how about Reed?
Oh, he's a sweet little darling.
Uh-huh, a sweetheart, yeah.
Yeah.
You're picking out the good ones, Ralph.
Yeah, well, how come you're just picking out the good ones? Well, let's get some of the bad ones.
There's not that many bad ones.
Well, I like, when you receive a commission in any of the armed services that I'm aware of, you're considered a gentleman. So that automatically you become. By the law of the land, you become a gentleman. And I thought our senators and all that don't they have the same deal?
Not really.
Well, it's pretty obvious that they don't. That's not their standard.
They're biting off the other side of the apple.
But do you know something, Ray? And it's an absolute fact. Our next president, if it's going to be Obama, he cannot pass a security check in the military. He couldn't pass it. Even a secret clearance, but not a top secret or not a crypto. But they're going to let that guy get in office.
Top secret clearance.
Oh, no, he don't. He does not have any clearance. He has no clearance whatsoever.
Well, aren't they going to cut 25% off of the spending for the Army?
Yeah, 25%. Not just for the Army, that's for the military altogether.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a big chunk.
That's a big chunk, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
I should have done it 10 years ago. It's like, you guys know what I'm am about to say is the truth, and it's the truth in every city and town in this country. You take a city that wants to raise taxes, and the good people, but the good people get a chance to vote on it, and they vote it down. So what happens next? They start laying off your police department. They start laying off your paramedics. They start laying off your firefighters. You ever seen anything like that? Now they got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of sorry ass people.
KD5, IFD owner 20.
To Hiller Beans, and it could be laid off. Nobody's missing.
N5, in that's right.
KD5PX.
AC5TD.
But invariably, they'll jump up and just stomp and raise KD4.
Somehow or another.
And say, we just have to get rid of the firefighters now. Y'all turned his raise down and his tax down, and we've just got to cut our expenses. So we're just going to lay all the policemen off and all the firefighters. What do you think about that, huh?
Well, they won't be in office very long. I can guarantee you that.
Well, they've been pulling that around here for as long as I've been alive, and getting by with it.
I didn't say in New Orleans, Ray. I was talking about somebody that knows someplace that knows what they're doing.
Well, I live in other places besides here. And it seems like to me that's a universal thing. That's the first thing they do.
You can't cut essential personnel first.
No, you can't. You're going to have to cut some people under those people that are clerks, their things of that sort got to go first.
Yeah, they threatened that, but they can't cut essential personnel first.
No, sir. And if they threaten to do it, you can recall them.
Yeah, you can. You can do all that.
Yeah, we had a recall here in Texas, and it went through, and the guys are out on the street.
Well, that's good. I'm glad.
And I'll tell you something, that would happen in this town, too, because these people are a little bit hot about some things like that.
I've seen it happen the other way here in Jefferson Parish, and it just eat me up.
Man, your signal come up big time, Ralph.
Yeah, yours did, too.
Yeah, I'm losing Ralph now.
I thought I was gonna lose you there for a while here, Roger, and then you just come back like storm.
Yeah, yours is loud now, and I'm losing Lou.
I'm most likely losing Lou, too.
Well, there's no big loss.
I didn't say that, now.
Yeah, this is true. I can still hear you a little bit, Lou.
Well, I hope you can hear me a little more than just a little bit.
Well, just a little bit.
Yeah, I can hear him a little bit also.
Yeah, well, I can still hear around some, but I've been used better as the ground now.
Yeah, it's jumping all around.
What are we going to do that when we find out that the majority of the people in the United States has voted for one person, but he didn't make it because electoral votes didn't support it?
I'll repeat that again.
What are we going to do when the majority of the country voted for one for a person, but the electoral votes wouldn't support him?
Well, I read that's happened several times.
Oh, it better not happen this time.
Well, it's happened a number of times that the one got a popular vote but did not get the electoral vote.
Al Gore and Bush.
Nixon beat Kennedy on popular vote the first time.
The reason Al Gore couldn't make president because he couldn't carry his own state. If he'd have carried that, he'd have been the president.
Who are you talking about?
Al Gore?
Al Gore won the popular vote.
I know
he got elected. He got kicked out because of the electoral vote.
In his state, those three electoral votes would have got him in there.
But Al Gore won the majority of Americans' vote in America.
I know
Bush
that.
Bush got in because of the electoral vote.
With the popular vote. I'm saying that the electoral votes in his own state would have got him there.
Yeah, but who cares? The point is, like Ray said, the people voted for Al Gore.
You can thank Bush for that.
Hey, it don't work
that
way.
Because Florida screwed up the vote.
The presidential election is not decided on popular vote.
Well, you're right about that. Let me tell you what, that's why, and I'm saying again, you sure you've heard me say it, I don't vote. I think it's rigged. I'll go along with Walter. I think it's bull crap. I don't vote. Whoever's going to be in there is going to be in there. You might as well flip a coin. As a matter of fact, I can go wake my boy up in the room who's 19 and put him in the presidency, and you wouldn't notice the difference.
Maybe for his skin tone.
Yeah, that'd be the only difference.
Oh, we might notice a little difference.
The faction of this country that's going to explode if it happened in a certain manner this time.
Well, by God, I hope it happens because I've got all my guns loaded and cocked.
I'll tell you something. It can happen.
We're going to have a problem either way.
One of them gets the popular vote, and I know who that would be. The other one gets the
Yeah, I'm afraid that we'd have a a faction in this country that would start trying to burn cities down.
Is it a good possibility that they will?
In other words, we're all hoping that Obama gets the popular vote and the other guy wins it by the electoral vote. All right.
Oh, that's not going to happen this time.
I didn't say that.
I did.
It could happen.
I'm really afraid that we could have a really bad thing.
And my manager would be the first one I'd run up there to...
We're going to have a problem whether he gets elected or not.
That's right.
If he gets elected, it's no. They're going to try to take over.
A lot of things that I, and that's one of them that I'm really, really, really worried about. Other guys, I can see this turning into a bloodbath in a heartbeat.
Hey, next week we won't be able to talk like this if he gets elected because we'll have Secret Service guys at our front door.
Kick us off the plane, too, huh?
We won't have time to talk about it. We'll have to defend ourselves.
That's right. You'll have to get in your cars and go downtown and fall in with the rest of the men to try to keep from burning your damn city down. Well, it is. Look what happened out in L.A. It's not once, but three times. And some other areas of the country. And if things didn't go that certain faction's way, well, they just start setting fire and burning stores and businesses and just burning the city down. You never saw that? It
happened in Kansas City, too.
Yeah, it did.
That's called throwing a tantrum, isn't it?
Yeah, they shot it... Fireman.
Oh yeah. This country is a violent country. It's the most law-abiding country in the world, but it can also be the most violent country in the world, and I'm afraid we're liable to see some of that. I'm putting the scenarios out there. I hope everything just goes smooth as silk. And it's probably it will.
The more we fight amongst ourselves, the more the terrorists will.
What happened to your audio? Was that BJ? Was that AF5TX? Go ahead.
Guys, my antenna working. I just got that back up from my PC.
What was that?
Charles, that's the thing. You don't have the file. We're going to be in free water. Is working. I just got it back up from the tree again.
Oh, yeah, it's working.
Well, I ran over to my mom and fell out of the tree and I got it back up.
Oh, okay. What, did you get the feed line tangled up in the lawnmower and it started up the tower?
Negative. I got a 120-foot long wire run out the side of the house.
About 120 feet away and somehow the rope broke and I didn't see the insulator laying on the ground and run over a lawnmower. My wife, bless her heart, run over a feed line of mine one time close to the tower, and she hooked it, and that lawnmower started upside that tower that choked up with all that wire and finally quit.
KD5, I'm
very
happy with me.
N5,
Matt.
KD5, I'll be back in a minute.
KD4, dealer.
That thing jumped off the ground and started up that line. Then he got up there about 3 or 4 feet before it choked up and died.
Wake up, Gene.
WI-4Z.
What are you doing, Gene?
Nothing, really.
Nothing?
Nothing, honey.
Lord have mercy. You're not even cooking anything?
No, not this time. That was a little bit ago. We ate out tonight. We had Burger King.
Oh, man.
What'd you do to your audio?
With a fine ice cold drink on the side.
Something like that, Ray. Roger, what's the matter with it?
Well, it sounds different. Come on back.
Where's Sweetwater at?
In Texas.
Up in the Panhandle.
That's west and a little bit south of Arlington.
West of Abilene. Right down south.
What'd you twist, Gene?
I ain't twisted nothing.
Well, you sound a little different now.
In Sweetwater, or is that Sour Lake that I'm thinking of?
West of Abilene.
What do you need, Roger? I mean, tell me something.
I'm not sure. I can't. Maybe it's just a band, Gene.
I think it may be just a band. Did that change it?
Well, you sounded different. You did just a few minutes ago, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I think it's just a band, really.
Okay, it sounded pretty good then.
Yeah, okay.
It had like an echo in it.
Well, I was not in the proper operating position. But I'm in the proper position now.
I guess we'll take that for an excuse.
Well, that's as good as any. Actually, Ray, what I was doing, I was working on an ingrown toenail. That's what I was doing with these little keen, fine little cutters that we have, you know?
Yeah.
You know, the kind you're supposed to snip wire with. I mean the little, you know, the real sharp jobby. I forget what you call them now.
Plus cut?
Dyke?
No, it's the type that the telephone man would use to cut a little small solid wires with.
Fine?
Wire cutters.
Well, yeah, but these are a specific type of cutters.
A toenail cutters.
Clients.
No, I've got Klein, but I don't know. Maybe are they Klein? I don't know.
Are you talking about a surgical tool?
Has it got the fat end on it? Flat?
I use a bench grinder on mine.
These are Klein, by the way.
Uh-huh.
Well, what do you call them, Robert?
They're Klein.
Well, okay, they're Klein. But it's got... well, I can't... It's hard to describe. You know, cutters are cutters.
Paint your pot.
But I've got a toenail I have to dig out every once in a while, and that's these little real sharp little... ended ones are real good. They're thin, you know. You keep working up under there until you get it where you want it, and then grit your teeth.
A pick and a wire cutter.
Hope for the best.
You could always pull it out. It won't grow back.
Gene, are you talking about stainless steel types?
No, Ralph. These are blued steel.
I say
they're made with a fine
side cutter, then
small gauge wire.
Flush cut?
Well, yeah, they're flush cut, but you might say, but I don't know. There's a name for them.
Do you want to stop it from growing that way?
Cuticle cutters.
Well, yeah, they'll cut cuticle sticks.
Do you want to stop it from doing that, Gene?
Side cutters?
I'm not sure I want to pay the price. No, I can tell you how. It's real easy.
All right, tell us how.
Right up in the, you know, the center of your toenail, cut a V shape. A little V notch out of it to make it grow inward towards the middle. And it'll grow out from the edges. That's what the foot doctor does.
Okay, all right. Well, I have a particular problem with this one, Roger. Way back when I lost the toenail, and when it come back, it wasn't right. And the outside corner of it over there, instead of making a nice curve downward like the toenail should, it grows just about vertically down. And then, of course, after it grows a while, then that corner starts to hit, starts to dig into meat, you know.
I'd still try cutting a little V-notch up at the middle.
That'd be worth a try.
Well, I do have a jigsaw.
Hey, don't have to be a big one, just a little small V-notch.
Okay.
You can do it with a pair of toenail clippers.
Why not go to a podiatrist?
We could
let him do the cutting.
Just take cut off the dough and you wouldn't have to worry about that thing anymore.
That's a good idea. Sulfuric acid works.
You know what your easiest way out is?
Probably to keep doing what I'm doing.
Go to a podiatrist and just cut them both them toenails off.
Go ahead and pull them.
Yeah, go ahead, Luke.
And then let that podiatrist dress it as it grows back. And once he gets it right, you'll never have that problem again.
That's a good idea, Luke.
Yeah.
You're not hearing me, are you?
Yeah, out of sight, out of mind.
Hey, Gene. Ray was talking about going to a podiatrist and getting him to take the toenail off and then trim it as it grows back, and it'll never grow bad again. And that's exactly what I would do, because I've already been to a podiatrist two or three times, you know, with different toes, and he's right, they won't come back.
I'll keep that in mind.
Gene, you're not hearing me?
Yeah, I'm hearing you, Ray.
Okay. Must not be very good.
Well, there was quite some doubling going on there at one time, you know.
I guess there was, yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know we had so many toe doctors around here, Ray.
We got a lot of...
Well, now,
I don't like contests, Roger. Well, I think he kind of feels the way I do, but he might participate. I only participate in contests one day of the year on field day, and that's about it. Somebody probably should. I guess it's time to move. Well, I think one thing that you sure can do as best you can is make sure you get some walking in every day. Did you hear that, Will?
Well, I heard Bob in there, but I couldn't make it out.
No, I mean, did you hear me?
Well, I'm coming through to get
again? Just shut off.
Where'd you guys go?
Well, I'm still here.
Wow, well, everybody came back at the same time. That'd be 4TOM. I thought you all went to another frequency or something. I was over here working on something. I said, what happened?
Reason you can't hear, Blue, nobody's talking.
I think Ray was the first one to disappear.
Yeah, but I think he walked away or something.
I think I know where he went. He's got a special tree.
Well, his Coke bottle must have been filled up, right?
I'm back, KV5PX.
Did you empty the bottle?
Oh, no, I was talking to Bill. He just come in. He's been up north Louisiana all day.
All right, 50. That's 50. WI4Z.
KD5IFD.
N5, he meant, sir.
KD5PD.
W4DR.
K4UBR.
Dan, how's everything going up there in Arkansas? You're not talking much tonight.
Well, Ray, it's kind of hard to tell who's here and who ain't. It's, the band goes up, then it goes down. I can hear half people, and I can't hear the other half. And one minute, I can barely hear you. Another minute, you're 30 over S9. So I just kind of try and be careful not to step on somebody.
Well, everybody appreciates that, but on the other hand, well, it is what it is.
Yeah. Well, I know what you're saying, things been pretty good up here. Just been kind of taking it a day at a time, you know. And life is working. We got things about on even keel. How about you?
Oh, pretty good. Has anybody heard from Jimmy lately?
Jimmy Hollis? Was on, I think, two nights ago.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, I think he was in there last night too.
He was strong.
Very strong.
All right. He don't get on much anymore. I don't know whether he's chasing the girls or what.
What did he have to do? He had to go to the doctor? He said why, and then I wasn't paying attention to it, but he was in there.
Well, he was going to have to go to the doctor. I don't know when he was supposed to go or what was supposed to be done or anything of that sort, but he might be in the hospital for a period of time.
I think he's in a group or maybe in a program that they're experimenting on ways to improve people like him's way of life. Is trying to get them up out in wheelchairs even for a short time. So give them a little more mobility.
Well, as long as what don't happen to him happen to catfish, you know.
Yeah, boy, that's two things right there. What was that Jones syndrome?
I can't remember. You know, Caffey's got, they did that transplant on him, and then the next thing you know, he could see, and all of a sudden, he was gone.
Oh, yeah, well, they when they got that transplant, you see, they had to take all the immune system away from him, and when they did it, well, you see what happened.
Yeah, I know it. I mean, he was gone quick.
It didn't take 30 days, did it?
No, it sure didn't. I miss him, man. I miss talking to him. He was a heck of a guy.
He was?
It took a little longer than that, Ray, because he was down there in New Orleans or somewhere down there that he worked on one of those storms, you know, during a hurricane down there for assessing damage and things of that sort.
Well, he was over there in Houston when they flooded out that time.
Okay, but that was for about a 4 to 6 month period. I think that's when, and shortly after that is when they found that cancer on him.
Yeah, well, after they discovered that what was going on, the time that span until the time he left us wasn't very much.
Oh, that seemed like overnight.
I know it seemed like it. He had a hell of an attitude, boy. I'll tell you, I thought this was all right.